It's Morning Edition from NPR News with Steve Inskeep. I'm Renee Montaigne. In San Francisco last night, a small group rallied in the city center against President Obama's announcement that more U.S. troops are headed to Afghanistan. California helped put Barack Obama in the White House, yet many liberals there are not happy with the president's approach to the war in Afghanistan. Rachel Miro of member station KQED reports.
Comedian Harry Shearer hosts a weekly hour of political satire from KCRW in Santa Monica that airs on public radio stations across the country.
News from outside the bubble, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it is.
Shearer insists he rips on whoever is running the place, but there's a definite lefty bent to his humor on the show. Ahead of Obama's speech, Shearer was already sniping from the sidelines.
30,000 troops. Almost as much as General McChrystal wanted. Just a little bit less. Just to tick him off. And some tough talk to Hamid Karzai. Now, don't you be corrupt, because that always works.
Presidential candidate Barack Obama made a clear distinction between his positions on the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. But now that he's in office, a number of those who helped him get there don't see enough of a difference in his strategic approaches to the two wars. Judy Lang of Los Angeles signed up to volunteer with Obama's campaign right after he joined the race in 2007.
It was almost a full-time job. I had meetings at my home every Monday for 2 years. We all became community organizers.
Lang watched the speech with some of her fellow former foot soldiers, those, she says, who could bear to watch.
I mean, I was hoping at least for some kind of great reason for him to galvanize us in some way, to at least say, okay, this is really the definition of crazy. We're going to do this again. And there's going to be a different result. I don't even think Obama felt that way.
In Long Beach, south of Los Angeles, a local chapter of the anti-war group Military Families Speak Out organized a viewing party at the home of Jeff Merrick. He's a Vietnam vet who retired after more than 20 years with the Air Force. His stepson is a Marine who's seen 3 combat tours, 2 to Iraq, 1 to Afghanistan.
I voted for Obama, hoping that he would get us at least out of Iraq. Like he said, it was a bad war, we needed to get out. He called Afghanistan a good war. Somebody who's been in the military for over 20 years, there's no such thing as a good war.
Bring them home.
Bring them home.
A sign on his lawn says, support the troops, bring them home. The viewing party lit candles and headed out of the house with a clutch of reporters trailing behind. But at their endpoint, a promised rally in Belmont Shore, the group totaled a meager 15. Here in California, there are other concerns pressing on people of all political persuasions.
People are losing their homes. We're not getting decent health care.
Code Pink member Toby Blume was part of an anti-war press conference held earlier this week outside the Federal Building in San Francisco.
Teachers are being laid off in this country, and our soldiers are suffering. There's high suicide rates. These wars are failing. We want Obama to give us the change he promised, and instead it's continuing endless war.
There are progressives on the left coast who feel resigned to the war in Afghanistan, but if there's one thing liberals agree on, it's that none of them would prefer Republicans in the White House. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.